And finally this morning, if you're a fan of documentaries, then you better get to Dublin at some point over the next 5 days. The Irish Film Institute's Documentary Festival will be screening 14 documentaries, including 2 world premieres and 7 Irish premieres. And one of them is The Flats, set in Belfast. Its director, Alessandra Celesia, she's been explaining it all.
So The Flats is a film set in the New Lodge area, which is a Republican area in the heart of Belfast, who went through a lot during the Troubles. And it's the people who live in those flats, all the neighbours, they all come together around Joe, who is the main character, 56. He was 14 during the Troubles. And they go through a collective reenactment of their memories. It's sort of a film therapy that they decided to join with a lot of humour as well, black humour from Belfast. And they brought together a unique piece, I think.
Italian director Alessandra Celesia, their director of The Flats. Well, joining us now on the line is the director and CEO of the Irish Film Institute, Ross Keane. Ross, thanks for taking our call. A busy day. The festival opens today and it will be presenting some wonderful documentaries from all over the world.
Yes, it will indeed, Audrey. We begin today 5 days and nights of the finest factual films from Ireland and all around the world. So lots for audiences to enjoy.
Well, we heard there from Alessandra about The Flats, which sounds great. Do you have any particular highlights?
Oh, that's like asking me to choose a favourite child, but I'll give it a go. One of my favourites is Us, Our Pets in the War. Listening to your previous speakers talking about in Ukraine, this is a very different take on the war in Ukraine, looking at a group of volunteers who rescue pets. It's a really beautiful and heartwarming story. These people go in, they rescue domestic pets that are left in houses and rescue pets left in zoos. A really warm, warm tale about resilience in Ukraine.
And there's another documentary, perhaps similar to The Rose of Tralee, in that it maybe can only be understood by an Irish audience. It's a documentary about the Housewife of the Year.
Yes. Looking back at the time when that competition was an annual TV highlight for us all, for those of us who remember it, it's a really charming documentary and a really respectful documentary as well of the women who participated in that annual competition. It's warm, it's moving, it really sort of shines a light on a particular time in Ireland's history and one really for audiences to catch as well.
And another one, Ross, very, very topical at the moment, very serious. It's about the culture wars.
Yes, so that's a world premiere that's going to be taking place on Saturday. A wonderful new film by Mike Sheridan, the director. And it really looks at sort of the culture wars that stars in the States, really looking at Trump. And it's very timely with the election just a little over a month away. And it looks at the rise of the far right and the far right rhetoric and how that really gets into society. And then it culminates in the riots that happened in Dublin last November. So it's extremely timely with everything going on in Ireland at the moment, but also globally. And it's a fascinating look at the rise of the far right.
And this one sounds great, The Song Cycle.
Yeah, so this is Nick Kelly, the famous musician that many people will know. So Nick, on the turning 60, decided to cycle all the way from Dublin to perform at the Glastonbury Festival. So it's a really charming tale. He sets off with his bike and his musician friend, Sean Miller. And Sean travels by bus and meets Nick every night at the various stops that he takes on the way to reaching his destination of Glastonbury. A lovely tale, again, sort of about aging, about death, about mortality. But a really charming sort of story following a well-known Irish musician on his journey, and climate change as well is obviously a key part of it too.
Well, those are just a few of the many offerings on over the next 5 days. Are there many tickets still left, Ross?
Not too many left, Audrey, so people would need to get booking soon. So as we say, it starts tonight, it runs until Sunday. So there are some tickets available at ifi.ie, but tickets are selling fast. We would advise people to book early.
And people can pay to stream at home as well. Is that the case?
That's right. So IFI at Home is our streaming platform that's available nationwide. So for those people who can't make it to Dublin over the next few days, you can catch documentaries online. So what we have online is a complimentary season. It's a season of some other wonderful documentaries that we weren't able to fit into the main programme. So there's 14 documentaries there online and IFI at Home. There's only one that actually is in both cinema and online that people can check out. That's How I Became a Communist. And the rest are uniquely online on IFI at Home as well, available nationwide.
Great stuff. Well, the best of luck with it all over the next 5 days. Thank you very much indeed, Ross Keane, Director and CEO of the Irish Film Institute. It's a minute and a half to nine.